First, the objective was to de-escalate. And at some point, it got to a point where they just decided that they were not going to interfere. That makes everybody insecure in this country. So what we are saying is this: these things have been cataloged. We know the kinds of incentives that drives the police to behave in one way, trying to secure their jobs, trying to avoid transfers, trying to be victimized. Because sometimes you try to step in, and even when you are hurt, you might not even get the kind of treatment that you need. So you might be maimed and nobody will care about you. So this is fundamental. Because for me, there is no way MPP or NDC, whether vigilantes or whatever, can stand against the full might of the state power or the state control of violence. Nobody, if the police wants to do its work, there is no group of vigilantes that can stand against that. So if there's some problem with the police being able to do its job, we should know. Is it interference? Are they saying they can't do their job and because somebody is ordering them not to? And that's why we asked the police council that has control and direction over the police to make an inquiry. We need to get, it's not just finding the perpetrators. I think that's a first step, a very first important step to changing this course. But we need to get to the bottom of this.